Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I can't remember what I'm supposed to say after that. I'm sorry. How long has it been since my last confession? A really long time. I don't remember specifically. Years, I think. Well, I'm not sure if it's... I'm not sure what the rules are. Am I allowed to confess anything? Even if it's not, I don't know. Do we have to stay behind the screen? I think it'll be easier to get this off my chest if we're face to face. Is that okay? Okay. I'm a little nervous. And I don't know if this is an appropriate space to talk about. Well, to confess what I need to confess. It's in confidence. So you won't tell anybody else. Okay. Well, I guess it's about sex. Yeah. I slept with someone recently. Yesterday. And, I don't know, it's just, it's been haunting me, kind of. What about it? I don't know, that's kind of a personal question. I guess this is kind of a personal space. I just don't want to make you uncomfortable. I can speak freely. Okay. Well, if you change your mind, you can tell me. I don't know. You're part of the clergy, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable or cross any lines or anything. I guess it's haunting me because of the way that we did it. Well, this is so weird to talk about out loud. It was the first time that I've ever topped someone. I don't know if you know what that means. Oh, you do? Okay. Really? Well, I thought that... I shouldn't ask questions like that. Well, I just... I thought that most priests and clergymen were celibate. Don't you take a vow or something? Don't you swear some oath that says you can't have sex? Oh, okay. So before you took your vows, you did. Yeah, so I guess you do know what I'm talking about then. It was weird. Just having him submit to me. Because usually I mean, up until now, I've been the one to submit. I'm more, I don't know. I call myself a natural bottom. I don't like to be in control usually, but there was something about it that just really made me want to. And when I did, it was intense. What really? You, what did I do? Well, are you sure this is okay to talk about? I don't. Well, yeah, I was the last one in the church. I think it's pretty late, so I haven't checked the time, but nobody else was there. So I guess, yeah, I mean, if you don't mind staying, I guess I'm not really holding you up or taking time away from somebody else, but I don't. God, this is so awkward. I just don't want to keep you from anything else important. Well, thank you. I appreciate that you'll take the time for me. Well, you asked what I did, right? What it was that was so enticing. I guess just that feeling of power. It's so rare for me. I don't indulge in that very often. I don't like being in that position typically, but something just came over me, I guess. What did I do? You did say I could speak freely. I just made him orgasm a lot. Four times. Yeah. Yeah, in a really pretty short span of time, but it was I don't know, I feel so weird saying it graphically. I mean, we're in a church. I don't want to offend you. Okay, I know. Okay. Private space, personal space, it's just us. Overstimulation play, cock and ball torture, I guess. I laid him down and I blindfolded him and I bound his wrists up to the headboard and I spread his legs. And I tied those too so that he couldn't really move. He could wiggle a little, but not that much. And I really took my time stimulating him and just tracing my fingers all over his body and kissing him where he least expected it. biting him where he least expected it. Sometimes I would drag my nails down the insides of his thighs. Or I would breathe in his ear. It was really fun to watch him squirm. But I didn't touch his cock. Not at first. It was really, really hot just to watch it. I'm sorry. It was really hot to watch him get hard without me even touching his cock. And that feeling of just control that I had, that I could do this to him. That just my touch, the slightest touch in certain places could stimulate him like that. It was so arousing. But I started with my hands when I finally did, you know, touch him. I cupped his balls in my hand and I stroked his cock with my other hand and really took my time. I really wanted him to ache for it. And I would tease. This was fun. I would put his cock right in front of my mouth and I would breathe on it. So he knew that my mouth was really close, but I didn't put it in. That was really fun. He bucked his hips a lot up towards my face, but I made him come once like that, just with my hands. And I didn't really stop. After he had come, I just sort of kept going. And he was pleading with me to stop, to give him a break, to give him a rest, but I didn't. I really liked to hear him beg. It was sexy. And that in itself was weird for me because that had never happened before. But after that, I used my mouth. And, I mean, he came again. Well, yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm pretty good with my mouth. Can I deep throat? Yeah. It takes me a little bit to warm up, but yeah. Father, I think you're blushing. Have I made you uncomfortable? Have you ever, before you took your vows, did you ever have a girl deep throat you? Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. That's not the kind of question I should be asking a priest, is it? But then again, I mean, you asked me if I could deep throat, so. You look uncomfortable, Father. In that seat, I mean. I noticed you sort of shifting back and forth a little. Are you okay? You're right. I should. Anyway, I don't want to get into all the details, but I guess I'm not confessing to the fact that I had sex with him in that way, and that it was so, oh, so fun and so hot. But what I guess, want to confess is how much I liked it. How much I really, really liked it. Being in control like that. Taking control like that. Did I excite you? I'm just going by what I see in your pants. I can see the outline there. No, don't. I'm sorry, don't be embarrassed. It's not, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. No, it's okay. I won't tell anybody. I won't tell anybody. God will know. Well, that's, I mean, I'm not gonna tell him. Are you gonna tell him? It's okay. It's all right. I really like that. Well, the look of a hard cock in a pair of pants. I really like it. You're blushing again, Father. Can I ask you a couple questions? Was I right in what I said, that priests and clergymen and church people, I don't know, you take a vow of celibacy, right? Is that right? So wait, how long have you been a priest then? 10 years. So you haven't gotten laid in 10 years? Sorry, had relations, I guess, I don't, 10 years? That's so long. That's so long. Are you allowed to masturbate? Oh, okay, so technically not, but... That's kind of hot. You know, like I said, there's nobody else in the church waiting, and it is a little bit late, so I guess I understand if you don't want to, or if you have other things to do, or whatever, but, I can take care of that for you. I would love to take care of that for you. No, I know it's not appropriate, but neither is this conversation. If we're honest, I mean, you asked me some pretty personal questions. Some pretty graphic questions. Yeah, I know. I told you I wasn't gonna tell. I'm not. But I mean, you're gonna have to go back to your room, your housing, wherever it is that you live, in the church, I guess, I don't know. But you're gonna have to deal with that. A stiff cock with no way to relieve it. Unless you decide to break the rules and masturbate. Well, if you're going to be breaking the rules anyway, might as well break them with someone who can help, right? I'll tell you what. Why don't you just sit there in your chair? And I can come over here. And I can kneel down in front of you, right? Oh, you're so hard. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I am. Wow. It's really a shame. That you have such a big cock and you're not allowed to use it. Fuck. It's so hard. Oh my god. Oh, and that's all for me, huh? Telling you about my story. The way I fucked last night. I know I said a naughty word. Oh no, I broke the rules. You're not gonna tell, are you? No, you're not. You're gonna... You're gonna keep your lips sealed, aren't you? Because if you tell on me, well, I could always tell on you about how I was just sitting in the confessional trying to get forgiveness for my many sins. But you pulled out your cock. Ooh, what a cock. Oh my god. Wow. Who do you think they're gonna believe? So why don't you just sit down like a good boy? And let me take care of this for you, There's pre-cum already. Oh. See the way you're gripping the chair. It feels good, doesn't it? My hand wrapped around it. Just licking the tip. Kissing it. You taste so good. Don't worry. I'm gonna take good care of you. I don't know. I wouldn't send you away with a hard cock. Oh, let's just say I wouldn't be able to forgive myself. Your cock in my mouth. Do you like it? Tell me. Look into my eyes and tell me you like it. I like it too. Oh, God, it tastes so good. Your cock tastes so good. No, keep your hands right there. Right on the arms of the chair. Let me have my way with you. Let me take what I want. You're not gonna come yet, are you? No, 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 no. Maybe I'll just wait then. Maybe I'll hold here. Maybe I'll hold right here. With your cock right in front of my mouth. Do you feel my breath? Ooh, gentle little licks of my tongue. Ten years since you had this cock in someone's mouth, huh? 10 years since anybody has given you this. It fits in my mouth so well, doesn't it? You're gonna think about this, aren't you? It's gonna be a test of your resolve, isn't it? This memory. The image of me. Isn't it? Tell me. Tell me you're gonna think about this. I'm gonna be your naughty little secret, aren't I? Your sin to confess. So hard. Oh. Yeah, make a mess. Fuck. Oh, are you gonna come? No, you're not. Not yet. Is that wicked of me, Father? To tease you like this? Is it wicked? Is it sinful? Do you want to know something? Smells good. I like how it feels on my lips, on my tongue, in my mouth, in my throat. Yeah, you do. I can see it on your face. I can see it in your body. You love this. You missed this. I'm not gonna tell anybody that you came. I'm not gonna tell anybody that I made you come. Or that I swallowed your gum. It'll be our little secret, Father. Yeah, just you and me. Oh, and when I sit out in the pews, and I listen to you give your little speech in the middle of your service, taste of your cock, the smell of your balls. You like that, huh? Fuck. You wanna know something? I think you're gonna think about it too. I think you're gonna think about me right here in the confessional on my knees sucking your cock. Aren't you? Aren't you? Tell me. Say it. Say you're gonna think about me. Say you're always gonna remember this. 10 years without this cock. Being serviced. Without someone taking your cum from you. Oh, it's been such a waste, hasn't it? All those times that you've masturbated when you're not supposed to. It's just a waste of good cum. I've been here since you came to this church. You can't have missed the way that I look at you. You can't have missed it. Yeah, I've been looking at you all this time. Wondering, are you a good priest? Or a bad priest? Oh, fuck. Aren't you? Yeah, bad. Bad boy. You bad boy. No, not right now. Right now, you're a very good boy. You're very good. You taste very good. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to give me your cum? Yeah, I want it now. I won't tell. I won't tell. It's our little secret. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. I want it. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. Come for me, Father. Come for me. I want it so bad. Fuck. Taste as good as I knew you would. So tell me, what's my penance?